I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Christmas is over. This year just flew by. The new year will be here in 4 days. I can't believe that it's already going to be 2022. And at this time of the year, you know, it's a good time to reflect, to learn from all of the things that we've done in 2021, all of the successes, all of the setbacks, but just learn and reflect, how can we keep improving? How can you keep improving your performance? And what types of things should you look forward to in the new year? There's so many things about New Year's resolutions. I don't want to do another episode like that. But I do want to talk about some of the aspects of performance that we can specifically focus in on that will really help us leading into the new year. Stay tuned for this episode as we wrap up 2021. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. Thank you for joining me for the last episode of 2021. I can't believe it's already been another year that the podcast has been going. There's so many things that I'm thankful for. I'm really grateful for all of the listeners, all of the people that tune in. And if you're a new listener here, thank you for joining me. You're in the right place to hear about everything to optimize human performance. If you haven't heard some of the previous episodes, there's been a lot of solo topics that I cover that will help you with training, injury prevention, sports nutrition, really anything that will help you achieve those goals. And there's been tons and tons of great guest interviews. I'm so grateful for all of the guests that have come on and shared their story. I enjoyed doing every single one of those episodes, and it's really made the year fly by too. There's been a ton of great guests. So check all of that out. This podcast, again, is available on all podcasting platforms, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you go to Apple Podcasts, please rate and review the podcast. And for all of those episodes that you've taken away some great gems, be sure to share them with family and friends, share them on social media, tag me, I'll definitely repost it. But thank you again for all of the support throughout the year. All of my returning listeners, thank you again for however long you've been listening. You have been a big part of the growth of the podcast, and I really appreciate all of the support. Today, let's jump into it. I hope everyone's enjoying the holidays, enjoying some time with family and friends, some time to relax. But we're always trying to take care of our health, fitness, improve. So I know all of the listeners out there are doing that. So I just want to do a quick wrap up for 2021. I want everyone to think back and kind of reflect where they were last year and how many things they've accomplished, how many things they've learned. Even if it wasn't as successful through this COVID year, think about all of the things that you've learned from some of the mistakes or some of the obstacles, and use that to propel you into the next year. Because as we're all hopeful, you know, sports have come back and we're doing more things in person. Although there's some COVID spikes, right? Hopefully everything can be in control and still get back to all of these activities that have been on hiatus for a little while. So moving forward, I hope everyone's excited to welcome the new year. And with this episode, I want to talk about and mention some of the aspects that might spark some influence or some ideas when it comes to your New Year's resolutions, or besides changing things in the new year, just for goals that you might be setting anytime in the future. So the first thing that I want to mention is, think back over the past year, and I want you to think of two or three of the successes or the highest moments or the greatest accomplishments in this past year. And think about those things and think what has made it more successful. So whatever that is, maybe it's a physical goal that you've achieved. Maybe it's dealing more with nutrition. Maybe it's dealing with recovery, whatever it is. Think about some of the things that you've learned from that and what can you keep continuing to do. And on the flip side of that, I want you to think about two or three of the biggest obstacles, or maybe even failures and things that didn't go your way. And think about, what did you learn from that as well? And it could be in all these aspects of performance or training or just in life in general. And I want you to combine those things, all of those lessons learned, and think, how can I not only learn from them, which I know that you've done, but how can I improve on these lessons learned? What actions can I take? What things can I actually implement that will help me to be more successful in the future? So that's the first thing. And you might pause it right here, write down some things, but I really want you to think about it. And I'm thinking about this too with some of the things that I've done over the past year. Now, the second point that I want to touch on is when it comes to making goals or resolutions, and I've talked about this in the past with some of my other episodes, and for many of you who have listened to this podcast, you know that there's a lot of other factors, a lot of other lifestyle influences that will help us to achieve higher levels of performance. So I want to just mention some things, and this might spark some thoughts, some ideas, and think about when you're setting goals, what specific areas are you going to put more time or effort or focus into? And is this more dealing with the physical aspects of training? Are there certain strength areas, strength exercises, strength focus goals that you're going to set? Is it more conditioning related? Is it more with power, stability, core work, all of these aspects? What can you really tap into? What are some of the weaknesses or areas that you need to improve on the most? And focus in on that. This is a lot different from just saying, I'm going to go to the gym more consistently, or I'm going to run more. It's getting a little bit more specific. I challenge everybody, even if you have been doing that activity, let's say you're an endurance runner, think about what kinds of things can you do to break down some of the weaknesses and attack those. What specific things will help you to lower your times? Maybe improve some of your technique, maybe work on certain aspects. If it's getting stronger in the weight room, what specific things do you need to focus on? Try to shift the focus, be more specific, have more direction, because then you'll get more out of the work that you're putting in. And this can span into all these other areas as well. So think about nutrition, sports nutrition. There's a lot of nutrition things that I talk about, but nutrition in itself, there's no one out there with perfect nutrition. So there's always things that we can make work a little better for us. Maybe specific things that we can be a little bit more consistent with. Maybe adding and practice certain habits. You can get very specific with some of the steps that you'll take to improve your nutrition and improve your nutrition for activities and sports. Along those lines, recovery, sleep, those are big areas as well. What can you do to work on those? And I'm not saying to focus on everything, but maybe you'll find certain areas that you need to spend more efforts or pay more attention to. Along those lines, stress management, that might be a huge area that will really help to elevate your performance again. Shifting gears to more mental side of things. Maybe it's working on mindset or perspective or focus and motivation, or even just finding your passion and finding the fun in whatever activity you're doing. If you're playing a competitive sport, maybe finding how to make it more fun, how to improve your love for the game or love for the training aspect or practice or whatever it is. It's finding ways to make it more enjoyable. And, you know, if you're thinking about sports too, or anything in the weight room, strength and conditioning area, sometimes we just need to focus on technique, technical aspects, skills, sports skills, movement mechanics. Do we need to focus in more on the way that we're practicing? Maybe being consistent with our intention. All of these things, they're all specific areas that I think sometimes when we're setting goals, we're not looking at all of these different aspects. We're just looking too much at the outcome that we want to achieve. And that's where all of these aspects fit in. I would say making a little improvement in various areas, that is going to lead you to do the things that will lead you to the outcome that you're looking for and the overall goal. And this could be a New Year's resolution, or it could just be a goal any time of the year. We constantly want to see what types of things we can do to really focus on improving our performance. And the list can go on and on, but I think I've touched on a lot of areas that will give you some ideas as to what types of things you should focus on immediately and moving forward in the future. And what I encourage everyone to do out there is to write down your goals, or just make it somewhere where you'll see it, you'll get reminded. Just put it out there so that you know that you're going to be working towards this. Put it in your phone. Email yourself, just make it somewhere where it'll be a reminder in a positive way that these are things that you are working on and it is a priority of what you're doing. Now, all of these areas that I talked about I did another episode earlier this year, episode number 74, titled How to Develop Your Recipe for Performance. And it touched on how all of these need to work together. It's literally like a recipe. You need the right amount of everything going on to actually optimize how you're performing in whatever your sport or activity is. So I encourage everyone, you can check out that episode, but think about what areas do I need to beef up a little bit? What areas maybe pull back a little bit and fine tune this recipe for performance. And that's what we're doing when we look at all of these various areas and focus on some of the specific actions and behaviors that we can put into practice that will help us to get us towards our goals. And the third point, one of the things that I've talked about over and over, and a lot of this we've talked about with Tony Silva. Both of us have mentioned this thing of how to break things down, how to just get started, how to do things step by step and build off of it. We did episode number 70. Tony Silva and I talked about just getting started, how to do it immediately. Don't keep putting it off. Don't wait for the right time. Just do things to get started. Even if it's less than ideal, less than perfect, that's okay. Just get started and build off of what you're doing as you move forward. I think that's one of the biggest keys. When you start to do that, I think you develop habits, you develop consistency, and you start to see progress faster than you think because you're just putting things into action. Another episode that I just did a few weeks ago, actually, episode number 99, I talked about how goals are all complex. There's so many influencing factors that affect how we're going to achieve certain goals. But with that being said, try to just break things down. Take things step by step. Focus on one or two things this week. When you start to practice that, a couple weeks later, you'll start to gain some experience. You'll notice improvement. Then build off of that. Focus on new things. Embrace that process of growing, learning, and just improving. That is how we take things step by step. And before you know it, after a few months, after a year, after years, the progress that you made is going to be so drastic, the improvement so drastic. And hopefully you've learned a lot, enjoyed a lot, and it becomes very rewarding as you see all of the improvements that you've made when you start to look back and reflect a little bit. So hopefully that's what you can do with this episode, thinking back, looking back at everything that you've done over the past year, taking some of those lessons that you've learned from the successes, from the obstacles, adversities, then break them down and see what areas can I focus in on? What areas do I need to pay more attention to? What areas do I need to pull back maybe? How can I get this better balance and this better recipe for my performance goals? Write it down, put it out there, and just start working at it. That's really what it's all about. It's putting in the work, being focused, dedicated, committed, and just doing things consistently. And I guarantee you, if you keep plugging along, you keep reevaluating, learning along the way, that you will achieve way more than you think you can. And I've seen that over and over in person with many of my clients, athletes that I work with. I see it with even people that I don't know. You constantly see that people can surpass their goals, reach their true potential. And that is what everything is about. That's why I make my podcast. That's why I am so passionate about all of the things that I'm putting out there, the things that I learn about. And I want everyone listening out there to achieve that level of success, reach all of your goals, and really just enjoy it along the way and improve the quality of your life. That is all that I have today, and thank you. 2021 has been a great year. I've enjoyed putting out all of these podcast episodes. It has just become part of my schedule, honestly, and it's something that I look forward to. I know towards the fall semester, I didn't put out as many guest interviews, but I am getting back on track. A lot of great guest interviews that I have lined up, so you won't want to miss it. Stay tuned, subscribe to my podcast, rate and review the podcast as well, because a lot of big things are coming in 2022. This is all just a free resource. I want to share some great stories, put out high quality information. I will start to put more information as to some of the things that I'm studying that apply and pertain to elevating your performance. So stay tuned for those episodes in the new year. Also, check out my YouTube channel. I'm really going to work hard on that in the spring leading into the summer. A lot of great content is coming out your way. In the meantime, though, there's a lot of great video clips highlight clips of the podcast. So if you want to see some of the video footage that match the audio footage that you've been listening to, check out my YouTube channel. Please share that as well. Share it with family, friends, anyone that wants to listen. And it would mean a lot for your support in subscribing to my YouTube channel as I try to put out more and more content. There's a lot of exciting things coming up. I'm very thankful for 2021. And I am even more excited to get into 2022. So I hope all of you are just as excited as well. And with that, enjoy the holidays. I hope you have some time to relax. Keep taking care of yourself. Keep taking care of those around you. And let's all prepare for 2022. Hit the ground running. Everyone, keep training. Keep working towards all of those goals. And I can't wait to continue this journey with all of you in 2022. As you know, episodes come out every week. I put out an episode every Tuesday. So check back next week. I'll be back here, same time, same place. Everyone have a happy new year. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. Keep training and taking care of your body. Until next week, aloha.